Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday morning, so we all get our tickets punched. And for those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. And for anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and see us. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for this morning's invocation is taken from Psalm 118 of the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. And the title of this psalm is Thanksgiving for Delivery from Enemies. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them. Give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders have rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you to give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, you've been so good to us again. We didn't deserve a thing, but your love showed through the fact that we are here this morning, and we thank you for it. We ask, Lord, that you would be in our hearts, that, Lord, that our worship would be true and it would be right this morning. And, Lord, we ask that for those, a special prayer for those that may be suffering this morning. Things may not be going right in their lives. We ask that today would be a special day. A day that, Lord, that they would leave it at the altar and they won't have to worry about it anymore. We give thanks to you, O blessed Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Most of all, for your love. For your blessed Son, Jesus, who died for us. And we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shouting about. Amen.
It's a celebration. Oh, we're celebrating. It's a special day.
It's Palm Sunday.
That's right. It's Palm Sunday.
We were hoping you'd tell us the story about it.
I love that story. Me too.
That's a great idea. And I promise to tell the story later during the sermon time. But for now, just leave your balloons right here and sit in the congregation till after the choir sings.
Will you stand for our opening hymn? He has made me glad.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for him, he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Congregation, please be seated.
Good morning. Happy Palm Sunday. We've got two birthdays coming up this week. On the 4th, we have Denny Bedell. And
right.
On the 7th, can I get a drum roll, please? Our choir director, Randy Cobb. All right. So we'll sing Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Amen.
All right, does anybody have any announcements? One, two, okay.
Yep. Yeah. Extra fun.
Yeah, I just want to say a quick announcement. Out by the doors, there is not only some really wonderful dish rags that Martha Rayburn has donated for us to buy, purchase for a donation for the church. Martha, raise your hand back there. There she is. But not only the dish rags, but these wonderful crocheted ribbon necklaces, all different colors. They're just beautiful. And for any donation, you can have one. They are lightweight, and they are easy, wonderful gifts to put in a greeting card for birthdays or friendship or anything. So take advantage of her lovely work back there. And I have some family that's coming in at the end of the month, and each one of them is going to get one of these necklaces. So I encourage you to take advantage of her work. Thank you, Martha. Well, sure. And guys, you need gifts too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
On behalf of Linda McMillan, she asked me to read this. My dear Alamo family, I would like to tell you thanks to all who made Jim's service special. It was a great send-off. Thanks to the ladies that provided the lunch, it was greatly appreciated. I appreciated all the love and kindness you have shown me during this difficult time. I'm forever grateful. Love, Linda McMillan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just a quick one. Next week, of course, is Resurrection Sunday. But right after service, we have a Easter egg hunt for the kids. So your grandkids or whatever are going to be here, we're having one right after service. Thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You, Lord, are always faithful. We stumble, we become lost, but you are steady and sure. Give us the grace to endure our troubles and reveal to us the glory of your kingdom through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. I just have a quick announcement real quick before we proceed on. Now, to the adult Sunday school class, your teacher is very, very kind. And he wanted me to give these out to members of his class. And your Sunday school teacher is Homer Vargas. Homer, raise your hand back there. He's back there in the corner. So I want to hand these out to you. First one goes to Toby. Thank you, Toby. That's from Homer, your Sunday school teacher. Joni? Here you go, hon. Carolyn? Sonny? There you go. Oops. You're going to get two of them, huh? Mr. and Mrs. Dennis. Thank you. And let's see. John, where are you? Oh, there you are. Hey, biggest guy in here and I couldn't see him. There you go. All right, rest belong to the choir, looks like. Oh, wait a minute. Where is she? There she is, Janice. There you go. Angel, that's for you. And Amy and Jerry. Get you, Jerry. Doesn't matter. I'm just kidding. There you go. Yeah. Those are from your Sunday school teacher, and he asked me to hand those out to you. That was a plug for the rest of you that don't go to Sunday school. Well, you ought to go to Sunday school. Amen? God bless you, Homer. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you in your teaching. Mm-hmm.
One last announcement. Ann Hollins said that she still has four more lilies in case anybody wants to get order. Just get with her and you can pass her the money and you'll have a lily for you next Sunday. Thank you.
Please make sure that you look at the calendar in there. And during this week, we have a couple of special services. On Monday, Thursday, the Monday comes from the Latin word mandatum, which is commandment. And at that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And we will have a chance to celebrate the Lord's Supper on Monday, Thursday. Then Good Friday, we remember the time that Jesus was arrested, tried, whipped, and crucified. And, of course, on Easter Sunday, we will have first sunrise service at 7 a.m. And following that, our wonderful breakfast. Yes, those of you that listened to the phone invite yesterday, it is on Easter Sunday. We will turn in the coins that some of us have been saving during this time as an offering that will go to support the Abundant Life Ministries in Africa. It's a great missionary project that we have a chance to support, so please bring your coins. Thank you. Now that I've taken over.
Anybody else? No. Okay. Thank you.
Let us prepare for our offering. While the ushers are coming and preparing, I want to emphasize to you the very importance of giving, but I also want to say this for this church. We thank you so much for your giving. We thank you so much for your loyalty. We thank you so much for your kindness. You've been a blessing to Alamo United Methodist Church. And when you're a blessing to this church, the body, you're a blessing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thank you so much for your giving. We give thanks to you, O gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to give a portion back to you that you have given us. All things come from you, Almighty God. Everything belongs to you. Thank you for this opportunity. We pray that these funds will be used for your purpose, for the furthering of your kingdom, and for building bridges in this community. We thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The marketplace is empty, no more traffic in the street. All the builders' tools are silent, no more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors, in the courtroom no debate. Work on earth is all suspended, as the King comes through the gate. Happy laborers line the pavement, those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes that He has mended, those from prison He has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow. Those who care for broken wounded, turns her charm its white as snow. I can hear the chariot rumble, I can see the marching throng. The flurry of God's trumpet spells the end of sin and wrong. Haloed globes of snow and velvet, heaven's grand stands all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled, starts to sing amazing grace. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God, He's coming for me. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Oh, the King is coming, the King is coming. Praise God, He's coming for me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, above the heavenly halls. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Today's scripture reading is from Matthew 21, 1 through 11. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as a king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mountain of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and He will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Sorry, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed to he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your faithful love throughout history and your perfect plan to bring salvation to all mankind through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let me always remember that no matter what I face in life, I can rest assured knowing you have triumphed over death and you are still working all things out according to your will. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds for the message. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we come this day celebrate triumph. We come celebrating the triumphal entry of your Son into Jerusalem. But more than that, we celebrate the triumph of conquering sin and death. And we ask, Lord, that you give Pastor Ted courage, you give him strength to deliver the message that your Holy Spirit will deliver this morning. And Lord, help us to absorb that message. Help us to be the sponge that soaks up your word and takes that word to the world. These things we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Children, could you come back up, please?
See some kids I didn't see earlier.
Amen. All right, let's see now. Jesus was returning to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And as he came closer to the city, he asked two of his disciples to go ahead of him. And he told them, "When you get to town, you will see a donkey tied up. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone asks you about taking the donkey, just tell them the Lord needs it, and he will bring it back as soon as he's done with it." And when they brought the donkey to Jesus, some of the disciples took off their coats and laid them on the donkey's back. They did this out of respect for Jesus, and Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem. As he was traveling, some people saw Jesus coming and came running toward him. And they had heard he was nearby, and they wanted to see him because he had just helped a dead man come back to life.
That was Lazarus, one of Jesus' good friends.
That's right. People knew that Jesus was special. And as Jesus and his disciples got closer to town, more and more people watched Jesus. And the crowd that surrounded him started to shout praises to him for all the miracles he had done. "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Now say it with me.
Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Now the people thought Jesus was going to save them from the people that ruled over him. And he was, just not the way that they thought.
But not everyone was happy, right?
True. Some men called Pharisees heard the crowd praising God, and they said to Jesus, "Teacher, why don't you tell these people to stop praising you as if you were God?"
I love that they told him that, or that he told them that.
Jesus replied, "If they are quiet, even the rocks would cry out." Now just imagine, even the rocks knew that Jesus was God. And that is the story of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
Just imagine how the crowds looked.
I can picture Jesus riding on a donkey.
With everyone praising God.
Hold on. I have something to show you. It's a sad part of this very wonderful story. As you know, Jesus chose 12 disciples to follow and learn from him. And they traveled together everywhere for 3 years while he performed miracles and helped people in every town he visited. Judas, one of his disciples, watched everything Jesus did for people, and yet his heart was hardened toward the ways of the Lord. In the end, he made very bad choices. He criticized Jesus and the way he ministered to the people.
Wasn't he dishonest with the money the group gave him to take care of?
Yes, Judas was in charge of the money. But Jesus and the disciples, he was supposed to watch the money very carefully and use it for things the group needed. But actually, he was keeping some of the money for himself. The worst betrayal of all came on the night that Jesus ate the Passover dinner with his disciples in an upper room. He knew that Judas had plans to betray him to the Pharisees. He said he would hand the supper bread to the person who would betray him.
And Jesus gave the bread to Judas?
Yes. He looked at Judas and said, "Do quickly what you must do." Judas had already made a deal with some of the religious leaders to turn Jesus over to them for 30 pieces of silver. And that night in the Garden of Gethsemane, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss on the cheek. That was a signal to the guards so they could arrest Jesus. It was too late when Judas realized the horrible thing he had done to Jesus. It was too late when Judas understood that Jesus was going to be put to death. Because of his own grief, Judas took his life that very night.
That was a really sad story.
It is, but our story is not over. The story doesn't end with sadness, grief, and death. No, this story is going to end with a resurrection and a new life for all who believe in Jesus. We get to hear that part of the story next week. So we celebrate today with an even bigger celebration next week.
Maybe we should save the balloons for next week. Good idea. Let's put them in this box for now.
Thanks, guys. I can't wait to pull them out again on Resurrection Sunday. Please pray with me. Dear God, just like the people in Jerusalem, today we shout Hosanna to your name. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Thank you for giving your life for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I tell you, to see the eyes of these little ones, they're just bright as light. They're just they're so excited. Amen. Amen. Let's give the kids club a hand, all right? Amen. They did a great job. A great job. These are the children. These are what the Lord has given us. He's given you for the future to teach, to love, to train, and bring them up in the right way. And the right way is God's way. Amen? Amen. And that is something that he lays upon us as an adult, to look after these little ones. Now, you heard the story about the Lord's triumphal entry. I just want to say this to you this morning. When he rode into Jerusalem, he rode in with authority as Lord, as Master. He is the King, the Savior. He rules over everything. Even though he knew he was going to be put to death, he still came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And a donkey is a symbol of humility. He came in as a humble, humble king. And not only that, he showed a lot of courage coming. Took a lot of courage to come back to Jerusalem. They had threatened to kill him. They had threatened to do all kind of mean things to him. But he came back because why? Because he loved us. And he knew the Heavenly Father had given him a mission. And that mission was to die and to be risen from the dead, to be resurrected. And that, my friends, that's where we should give our thanks, to all put all our hope and trust in the Lord. So this morning, as we prepare to go into the invitation, I want to ask you this question, and you answer it in your own way or to yourself. He is surely Lord when he came into Jerusalem, but I wonder this morning, is he Lord in your life this morning? Is it he the one that controls everything you do, or is it something else? You see, it took a lot of courage for Jesus to do what he did. And that means to us, it takes a lot of courage for us to be bridge builders here in this community. It takes a lot of courage for us to stand up for what's right. It takes a lot of courage to do the right thing when you know you should do it, and there's so much pressure to do the wrong thing. It takes a lot of courage to read and study your Bible, to answer questions and to face all the difficulties and the problems that will come with standing up for Jesus. But you know what, folks? The Heavenly Father has given us this courage. He'll give it to you so you can do these things. So I just want you to remember this. He came in as a triumphant king. And he is the king. Amen? He is the Savior. and he is the Messiah. Put all your hope and trust in him. Believe in him. And don't worry about the things of the world. Stay true to Jesus. Amen? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God bless you. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, I don't know your hearts, but Jesus does. I can't read your mind, but he knows all about you. So as we open the altar up for the invitation, there may be some here who may not know the Lord. You may just know something about him. You may just know he is all these good things. But are you truly following? Are you truly saying, Lord, you are the Lord of my life? So the invitation is open to anyone who wants to come, who wishes to surrender their life to the Lord, who wants to quit doing the same thing over and over again and want to do the right thing for the Lord. The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Would you stand for a hymn of invitation? His eye is on the sparrow. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know
that everything is all right between you and God. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. You can go to sleep tonight knowing, yes, Lord, if you took me right now, I'm with you. Amen? God bless you. Let us prepare for communion.
For communion this Sunday, we're going to take communion at the rail. You may come as the ushers direct you and either kneel or stand at the rail, and the servers will come by on either side to serve you. We would like to start in the back, have people come up the center aisle, and once you have been dismissed, please go back to your seats by the side aisles. And as part of this, remember that on Communion Sunday, we do take a special offering for the Agape Ministry. The baskets are up here, so please remember those less fortunate at this time. So come as the ushers direct.
Amen. You may want to hold off until we do with the liturgy, okay? Because it's going to be a while. So just go ahead and wait till we get through them. Invites to its table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory
to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is God. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, and now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Okay. Gives the Jews.
Amen. We thank the Lord for his blessing this morning. Thank you for your patience. You know, the Lord never shooed little kids away, did he? He always told the kids to come on to me. And that's what we try to do here. John?
Yes, sir.
Oh, on you. Okay.
Good job, John.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, John. What do you do?
Let's give thanks for all of our, for this service actually, for our church, for everyone being here, and thanks to God that he guided us here and he is leading us. So God bless us all. Let's give a shout, but thoughts and prayers of concern for our homebound Hector Martinez, Roy Wood, Elizabeth Grazulis, and Esther Goins. Lord, hear our prayers. Homer has asked for prayers. He's got prayers for a couple of his neighbors, Joaquin Gonzalez and Gregory Puente. But he's also for Hector De La Cruz. The medical doctors gave him only 2 more weeks. So pray for his family, Mr. Joaquin Gonzalez and Reverend Gregory Puentes. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of uplifting for all of our homebound friends of our, members of our church, their family, their friends, they're dealing with various illnesses, so God be with them, and Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of support for our members of our church, Tessie, Bonnie, Eileen Fader, who joy to see her here this morning. And Homer had to leave, but here for Lord, for James Murphy, Donna Walker, for Diane, and she's here this morning, Skaggs, for Sandy Bundick, Virginia Molinoff, for Kathy Bedell, for, and for Sandra, and for Jim. What a joy to see Jim Whitney here this morning. Linda McMillan, you know, I want you to know that we're here and love y'all, and God be with you. Got a had a phone call this morning. Talked again with Karen Lawrence. Hopefully a couple of us are going to go see her and Doug. She said Doug is tolerating his transfusions. He's doing really good, she said. So continue to keep Karen and Doug in your thoughts and prayers. And if you can email or text message, she'd love to hear from anyone that can. So God be with Doug. God be with Karen. And what a joy to see Laura's grandmother, Barbara, and her brother, Doug, here this morning. So hallelujah. Have a safe trip going back to Corpus, Barbara and Doug. God be with all of us.
As we close our service, join me in prayer if you would. That Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with each of us as we depart here today. Be with us always, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for the beautiful service you prepared for us. Be with us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of all of our shortcomings and watch over us day to day. We ask in your holy name. Amen. And because the Lord's Prayer has already been used in this service, I have selected the reading of a psalm, Psalm 117, for our benediction. It is called the Universal Call to Worship. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all of you peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And as we depart here today, be careful in the traffic. It can be bad. Remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. And continue praying for Elaine, but she's getting better every day. I pray for her constantly, but she's doing well. Be friendly, be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that Pastor Ted will bring us. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Will you stand for our closing hymn, Living for Jesus?
Go in peace.